Happy Monday, and thank you for tuning in to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm currently down at Walt Disney World right now, but we have a treat for you today. Today, you're going to get to hear a couple of interviews that we did during the 12-hour Be Our Guest podcast to benefit Give Kids the World. And first of all, you're going to get to hear from the legend himself, Yeehaw Bob Jackson, who performs every Wednesday through Saturday at Disney's Port Orleans Riverside Resort. Bob couldn't have been nicer. He even played a song for us. So enjoy that interview. And then that will be followed up by a great interview with Len Testa, the co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World, as well as the man behind touringplans.com. Thanks again to these two gentlemen for spending some time with us during our live show to help us raise some money. We loved having you on, and we really appreciate your time. So let's get on with the podcast. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Walt Disney World right now. I'm at Be Our Guest Mike, and I hope that you enjoy today's podcast. Have fun.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Let's see if I can do this without hanging up on everybody. We're getting ready to talk to Yeehaw Bob.
Oh, and yes, I've already talked to him, and he's
Is he going to play music so that could be your music part?
No, I don't know. Let's see. I just want to get his story.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're here under the Yees. Okay, he's in Yee. I don't have a whole lot of people listed under Yeehaw Bob.
No.
Hey, guys. So let's call Yeehaw Bob, and Ricky here, you can, or I can get it.
Oh,
here.
Sorry, I'm typing.
Okay, so here we go. We're calling Yeehaw Bob. I'm so excited.
Cool.
I'm not used to doing this on the air. Usually we do this before the show. Mr. Jackson, this is Mike Rallman from the Be Our Guest Podcast. How are you doing today?
Mike Rallman, I am fantastically good. How about you?
I am wonderful. It's truly an honor to get to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
Are we really on the radio?
We are somewhat. We're on an internet radio station, so call it what you will.
All right. Well, I am very excited.
Well, we appreciate it. You are amongst many Disney friends. We have lots of friends tuned in who are just great friends in the Disney community. And many of our listeners, many of us travel down there many times, and a lot of them come to your show all the time.
That's right.
Well, that sounds like lots of fun. I have a lot of fun there at Port Orleans Riverside. And I am sitting here with my red hat on and my bugle, and I'm ready to go.
Are you ready? That is awesome. I love it.
That is awesome.
Guys, you want to sing one?
Yeah, go ahead and play one for us.
Oh my gosh.
This is so cool.
All right. Guys, a good voice.
Here we go.
Everybody go la la la.
La la la.
La la la.
On the count of three, I want to know your best, your loudest. Tarzan, y'all. Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three, go. That was sad. Try it again. And everybody in the listening audience has got to give me their best, loudest Tarzan.
Come on, in the chat room.
One,
in the
two,
chat.
Three, go. All right, that's better. What do you guys want to talk about?
I just want to hear your story because I came to see your show for the first time over marathon weekend, and I don't know if you're a runner or anything. You may not have run in the race like I did the half marathon, but what was up with the weather in January in Florida last year or this year?
It was
snowing and sleeting during the race.
Well, we could use some of that now. It's really hot.
I'm coming down. I'll be there a week from today, so I hear you.
Bring it on. So you guys were runners.
Well, I try to be. One of us is. So let's hear your story. How did you start over at Riverside? How did that show get going?
Well, let me see here. I was playing at another piano bar here in Orlando, and I had a friend that was working there at Port Orleans. He was getting ready to leave, and I wanted to get in there, and one thing led to another. I've been there more than 12 years.
Wow. That is incredible.
And every night is just a hoot.
Awesome.
The thing I, you know, I told people about your show when I got to see it in January, and I've, you know, we talk about it a lot on our podcast and on the radio station, is that I truly felt like the show that we saw, and we saw it, I think, on a Friday night, it was your first show ever because there was so much energy. I mean, the whole place, it's really hard to describe if you've never seen the show, but the whole place was right there with you singing along, and it was just, it felt like everybody in the whole area was friends by the end of the night because we were singing together and carrying on. It was just such a great time.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. I give myself a little pep talk every night when I get out of the car walking in that tonight is going to be my very best show. And I go in and put on my very best show every night.
Awesome.
There's no messing around.
That is so fun.
It is. It's always phenomenal. Every time, you know, every time you hear something from you or anything, I mean, it is. It's just, it's an amazing show. And if people have not seen it, they really, really need to go over there and check it out because it's
That's
amazing.
That's right. Come on down.
He's saving you a seat.
That's it. I am saving you a seat.
So now, do you ever get the opportunity to go into the Disney parks? I mean, I know you know you're a cast member and stuff like that, but is there anything you really enjoy that sticks out for you with Disney?
Well, not at all. I've worked there at Disney for, well, almost 15 years. Mm-hmm. I've played... I don't know if you remember the there was a Diamond Horseshoe show
yeah.
in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I played that show a lot. I used to sub over at the Coke Corner at the Ragtime.
Wow.
I've done that quite a bit. I was a sub keyboard player for the Tarzan show for years until it went down there at the Animal Kingdom. I've played the Hoop-Dee-Doo show many, many times. So I've worked a lot of the different parks.
Wow.
That's
I spent
really
a
cool.
summer working over at the Italian Pavilion over at Epcot and used to play there at the American Pavilion. They had a piano inside there. So I've played a lot of the parks, and I always enjoyed it.
Wow, that's incredible. It's just the experiences that you've had, and you know, like I say, it's just you're definitely a hidden treasure of Walt Disney World, because being at Riverside, I think that you're a little off the beaten path, but when people take that opportunity to go over there, and I believe your shows are Wednesday through Saturdays, is that correct?
Yep, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and every night is a hoot.
Oh, man, I can't wait, because Pam's one of our co-hosts. Go ahead and say hi, Pam.
Hi, Bob. I'm looking forward to seeing you actually for the first time this summer. We're going to go over with Mike's family because he's talked you up so much. Now I don't want to miss it.
So, Pam, we will be watching for you.
Okay, good.
We are going to save you a seat.
Okay,
she likes to sing solo. Make sure she sings a solo song.
Right. Now, Pam, where are you from?
I am from Pennsylvania.
Oh, coincidence, me too. That is. When were you guys going to come?
We are coming. What day did we get there? We get there July 11th. What night are we going
to
go?
Whoa!
We have
July
to decide.
11th is Pennsylvania night.
Nice.
That's coincidence. That is so cool that you guys are coming on Pennsylvania night.
What a coincidence.
It is.
Oh, that is so awesome. Yeah, I've just talked off your show. Your show is so fun. And I love that even before your show, you get out there and you talk to everybody and just really warm the crowd up. I noticed that because, you know, we were sitting there talking with some friends. We were down there with a large group when we saw your show. And you took the time to really speak with everybody. And that just meant the world to me.
Well, I try to, but I'm not as smart as I look. So I try to get around and talk to everybody.
I think this is Ricky, and I think you're pretty smart. You you know, you seem to remember people pretty easily. So
that's right. Well, we have a lot of fun there at Port Orleans Riverside. We're going to be saving everybody a seat that's listening today. So I hope everybody that's listening to your little show this afternoon is going to come down, and we're going to hoot and holler and carry on.
We definitely hope they do. And today we're raising money for Give Kids the World. And so if you're a huge fan of Yeehaw Bob, and we know we have tons of fans out there, you know, make a donation to those kids that need some magic. And that's what we're doing today. So we appreciate it, Bob.
I do have a question for you, Bob. I'm sorry. What is actually your favorite song to perform and sing while you're there?
Oh, shoot. I love all that stuff. You know, I just love that stuff. Like right now, Be our guest podcast. We love you.
Yeah. Awesome. Good job. Wow.
That is absolutely my favorite song. That is absolutely my favorite song.
Wow, that is my favorite song too.
You know, and go ahead, Bob.
All righty. Well, I really appreciate you guys including me in your podcast show this afternoon, and we're going to be watching for you there at Port Orleans Riverside.
And our friends will be seeing you at your show, and I can't wait to shake your hand here in a couple weeks, Bob. Thank you so much.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Bob. You have a great day, too.
Bye.
Before you leave, I want to hear your best Tarzan scream one more time. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. All right, good. All right.
Take care, Bob.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, he is a hoot.
He's a hoot.
Oh, my gosh. That was too funny. I mean, tell me that wasn't the coolest.
That was awesome.
That was too funny.
I like our song.
And I was going to tell him to play, like, Rhapsody in Blue or something. And,
No kidding.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
That was amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Too cool.
I'm floored. Like, I'm in shock right now.
Oh, my gosh. That was too funny. Like, I wonder what he's like. I mean, I guess that's how he is all the time.
He was that way when he talked to me on the phone, so.
That is a hoot.
Man, seriously, if you've never seen his show, I know that there's so many great things to do at night at Disney. I mean, you can go see, you know, the fireworks shows, the parades and stuff, but get over there and see. You will not regret it. Seriously, that night I was laughing so hard and having so much fun.
You were.
You never realized there were fireworks or anything going on. You didn't miss anything. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I could have seen Illumination. As much as I love Illuminations, go see Yeehaw Bob. He's awesome.
Exactly.
Man, that is too cool.
Oh my God. I'm still like in shock over our song.
I know.
Awesome. We're all like kind of geeking out.
I know we are.
Oh, that is. But see, that's the thing I think that keeps us all Disney fans is that we have such a, you know, you have the option to go see somebody like Yeehaw Bob who he is so talented. I mean, the stuff he plays, I mean, he'll get up there and play and, with one hand and stand next to the piano and talk to the crowd all at the same time.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
It is amazing. I mean, an amazing performer. You have got to go see him. I mean, I'm itching at the bit to get to go see him the next time I get down there.
I know. I can't wait. And the thing is, too, is, I mean, this was like a last minute thing that you were trying to think of people to get on the show today and contacted him yesterday afternoon about this time and boom, you know, no problem, you know, just when do you want me to come on? And that just says a lot for the cast members at Disney because I told him we were raising a little money and he said he definitely wanted to be a part of it, you know, 24 hours notice and
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Very cool.
Oh, nice.
Are you guys ready for another call? Another guest? Is the chat room, can they handle it?
I hope so.
I have Len Testa coming online right now.
All right.
I think we're here. Hello, Mr. Testa. How you doing?
Good. How's it going, Mike?
It's going great. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Hello.
That's great. As long as we're not live, everything's fine.
Oh,
cool. We're not. No sweat. We're
no
just
sweat.
Recording.
We're good.
The show will air in 3 weeks.
Right.
We do lots of editing.
Yes, exactly.
Trust me, with Ricky around, there's lots. Yeah, they're all like, you know, I'm like the Mike Newell, I guess, because, you know, we finish recording the show and they're like, okay, see you guys next week. And I'm like, okay, I'll be down here for 3 more hours. Thanks. could have just done it right the first time. So, you having a good day, Len?
Yeah, not bad at all. So I stayed up last night till midnight to take my daughter to the premiere of Eclipse.
You know you went and saw it.
Aw, that's a good dad.
You know I did. I read the books. I'm a huge fan of the books.
That's
I like
right.
the books a lot. And by the way, it was a few people saw me there, you know, and I told them I was with my daughter and everything. I want to clear up this rumor right now. I was not wearing body glitter.
I saw it on Twitter, though. I don't know.
It's a skin condition, and I'm very sensitive about it, and I just want to end that with Go Team Edward. Okay,
I have no idea what he's talking about, but it's funny.
Mike has never read a single Twilight book, so he has no clue.
I know, Mike, you have Paige. I mean, seriously, she does not read the Twilight books.
You know, she doesn't read my unofficial guide to Walt Disney World, and I don't read her Twilight books, so it's a good trade.
Oh, you have to read what your children are reading just to have something to talk about.
Establishing boundaries, I see, Mike. That's always good.
That's exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I like the I like the movie. So I think Eclipse was my favorite book of the series, and I like the movie. The amazing thing to me is the movie just flies by.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm seeing it tomorrow.
I'm glad to hear that you like it, because we were dreading going. So. No, I won't say that. I've read the books to try to keep up with Hannah and have something to talk about.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. I still don't remember what happened in the book. Like, I read it. I have no clue anymore. I will see it for the first time again when I go see the movie.
This looks vaguely familiar.
I kind of remember this.
Yeah. The other thing that was really good is I've been training for the Food and Wine Half Marathon, so I've been dieting and I've been exercising and everything. Well, yesterday I managed to smuggle in a quarter of a bag of Rolos.
Oh, I know all about smuggling things in. Just ask Pam. Actually, ask her husband. But
dude, it was like Jimi Hendrix at Monterey there for a while. It was like, woo! This is the best. I mean, the movie. We got in like 2 hours before the movie started. Like an hour in, we're watching like the trailers and the trivia. I'm like, I did not know Jim Carrey did that. Jim Carrey is just the most fascinating movie ever. That never happened to him. You know, they should make a third one of that. It was the movie with the pets. Pet Detective.
Ace Ventura.
11 o'clock at night. It was just crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, but you just got to
be. That will be out soon, Len. Because
yes. Oh.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
So wait, you said you're training for the Wine and Dine Half Marathon. I'm registered, so, but I haven't started training. I better get moving.
What I hear is that actually training for it greatly enhances the enjoyment.
You think,
of the,
right? Did you hear?
I know. Trust me. Well, you know, Pam, you were there when I finished the last one that I even trained for. Did I look like I was having very much fun? Besides for the fact that it was 30 degrees
and snowing, right?
Yeah. I probably.
So my strategy on this one is left. Right, repeat.
That's a good strategy. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with that. So I'm doing good. I mean, I'm weight's good, diet's good, training not bad. You know, I have like a small hip flexor thing, which had been bothering me for 2 years. Oh. But it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Here's my problem. I just got a text from my wife saying, "Do you want Wingstop?" That's my problem. Because no kidding. One of my former students that I taught when she was a sixth grader is now the girl that works the cash register at our Wingstop. And so I called in an order, picked it up. This was like Super Bowl or something. And she says, "Hi, Mr. Ramen." You know, made small talk with her. She goes, "Do you know how many calories are in that bag you're holding there?" I said, "No, Kiva, I don't want to know."
No.
She told me. I was like, "Wow, that should not be legal. That should not be legal to sell that."
It shouldn't. That's a bummer.
Yeah. So I need to get training. So I'm texting my wife back and telling her what
train.
Kind.
I can guarantee he's not going to train for this half.
Well, no, I am because Paige is running it with me.
Oh,
my 13, soon to be 14-year-old daughter is going to run her first half with me on that one. So,
oh, really? Great.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah. Now, is your daughter a runner? Does she have any desire to run here soon?
She's a very fast runner. She actually plays softball, but she's the fastest player in our town's girls softball league.
Wow!
But she has no desire to run. She could be very talented at it. She hasn't yet hit the interest. But I think part of it is she can't until this last birthday. She hasn't been old enough to get into the gym with me where I train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's not really. She's not really seen, you know, how fun it could be. So I think going forward, she might.
When I was her age, I didn't think running was fun either. I've just now kind of picked it up too. So I don't blame her.
we ran a 5K last year, and she did really well on it. Awesome. just for kicks.
Awesome.
So we'll see. I mean. There are worse hobbies, right?
Oh, yeah. You got that right. And
like that? No, I'm just...
You're like sitting here all day at a computer. Yeah, exactly. Podcasting, just talking to you. Exactly. Right. Yeah, this is really getting me in shape.
Yes.
But, I'm really excited for it, though, because I think it'll be something, you know, kind of some bonding time for us. And, you know, hopefully we can train together. And we said we'd do it once we got back. We're leaving for Disney a week from yesterday. So we're doing the, you know, the walk the million miles in the July heat kind of precursor to the training. And then we'll train when we get back because, you know, we're on the dining plan, so we don't want to get, you know, lose our money on that. So, you know, can't be on a diet.
Right.
What's where are you staying when you go?
We're at Pop for 9 nights. And I know that's a long time to be at Pop, but she picked it, so it's all good.
It's just the two of you?
It's 4 of us. It's my wife, and we have a 2-year-old, too. So it'll be the 13-year-old, the 2-year-old. You know, we drive all the way, too, so we're good. We have lots of good family time.
That's
togetherness.
That is stretching the boundaries of family values right there. I mean, I never really understood what that word meant, but...
That's okay. Mike puts on puppet shows with the screens behind
it. No, it's they didn't used to have those at Pop Century. True. Apparently, in the room updates, they have now added that thing they have in the moderates with that little shower curtain thing in front of the vanity. And Ricky gives me a hard time because it was just a raining day. I mean, it was like one of the worst thunderstorms I'd seen last year, and the baby's crying and everything. So I, you know, do the Austin Powers dance behind the screen, and, you know, that was our entertainment for the day. You know, at least for the hour that it was pouring.
That's right.
Got to do what you got to do when you're a parent.
I guess so, yeah, with a 2-year-old.
Exactly. Yes. So what are you going to do? So, yeah, Len, have you run a nighttime race down at Disney? You did that Tower of Terror 13K, didn't you?
I did the Tower of Terror, and I do most of my training at night anyway, so I'm comfortable with the running at night part. The Tower of Terror was fun, actually. I was a little bit concerned about, you know, what I was going to do the day of the race.
That's what I'm worried about.
I didn't get burned out or anything. You know, but I got up in the morning, I feeling like P. Diddy, by the way. And then get it.
Oh, my God, I was drinking there. Thank you.
She almost just spit herself on me.
God.
Yeah, and I.
That was awesome, by the way.
You gotta have a Kesha reference every once in a while.
Yes, exactly.
Did got you up in the morning, went to Jack? The went to the park. A bit,
I'm sorry.
Came back and just started napping. And then I got up at 9 o'clock, and then I was up till like 3 o'clock. Dude, I was at Tubby's at like 3 o'clock in the morning, at the Dolphin.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, I'll take one of those. And one of those. And what is it? Is that cream corn? I love cream corn. You know, we need more cream corn.
Hand that over. Yeah.
Very nice.
It's great. It's a lot of fun.
God. Yeah, you know, that's the thing I was worried about, though, is hiking, because I've done the half marathon 2 years in a row down, you know, in January, and, you know, I've kind of got the schedule down now. You know, you're going to get up early, just take it easy the day before. But the thing is, like, there's so much going on that weekend that we're going to be there, and I've never been to Food and Wine. Lots and lots of friends are going to be there. It's going to be really hard to take it easy that day before, so I know I'm going to pay for it during the race. I mean, just, I believe it starts at 10:30. I mean, that's just going to be a weird time.
I know, yeah. It is. I'm actually going to be awake for the race. Like, that's actually perfect for awake. You. Yes. And coherent. Yeah, yes. That's good.
Very nice. So what's going on with the Unofficial Guide and touringplans.com? Anything new you'd like to share with the audience? We've got a lot of folks tuned in right now.
That's right.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm finishing up the first revision for the 2011 edition of the Big Book.
Oh,
and
it's not Primeval World on the cover again, is it?
It is actually.
I was going to say, it is.
Can't you guys pick anything else? Yeah.
Here's it. So let me just say right now. So number one, I was as shocked, dude. I couldn't have been more shocked if it was me in a bathing suit on the cover.
in a bikini, right?
like some of those World Cup Speedo things. Like, do I need to know that much about Argentina? No. I think not.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so it is. And here's the thing: we don't have editorial control. The Unofficial Guide team, Bob and myself, don't have control over the cover. That is picked solely by Wiley, and I love Wiley to death. They've been supportive. They're a great partner. I think they let the random drunk guy pick the cover.
They just pick what's fun and pretty, right?
Yeah. So the thing that I got from them was they're looking for covers that show families having fun doing something active.
Ooh.
So like the cover has to show motion.
Well,
and it
exciting.
Does.
Yes.
But dude, they picked the lamest ride in probably the least popular park. What are we doing here, folks?
And they picked the ride that is the most at carnivals and, you know, Six Flags.
No, it's the least Disney themed ride.
Right, exactly. Way to go, team. Way to go.
I'm like, does anyone read the damn book that you're picking the cover for? I don't. Are you what?
Do they trust it then? Yeah.
It was the interns 2 years in a row. That's what I think. No, really, we actually got that from someone that, like, so it was like I think they were being facetious, but the comment was, dude, you picked Primeval World 2 years in a row. I don't know if I could trust the content of the book.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's funny. That's, yeah.
You know, they could have accidentally just tilted the camera just a little bit and got Everest. I mean, you know, there's right? motion and yeah. people yeah. having fun on
look,
that.
There's a whole mountain. There are shrines. There's a whole flag thing. Yeah, no, that's apparently pretty enough. We're going to go with an amusement park ride.
That's bright, bright colored.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know photography.
Background, yeah. You got the lake in the foreground. Yeah, exactly. That's all crap.
I know nothing about photography, but I just think that, you know, may work. You know, but who knows? Maybe Primeval World has some kind of, you know, maybe it sells books.
Maybe it does.
They know something.
Maybe they should go back.
This book is selling well. I don't know.
Oh.
So we finished the book. I think we have about 150 or 200 pages of updated content in it.
Wow.
In a 900 page book. That's not, it's a lot.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, that is a lot. But a lot's happened this year, too. So
So the Fantasyland expansion's in there. We had a really hard time coming up with what to do about the Fantasyland expansion because it's a 2011 title, right?
Right.
So I figure some people are going to buy it late this year, but for a trip in 2011 when presumably most of Fantasyland will be closed. So the question was, well, what do we do for the touring plans? Because if you buy the book the book's going to be available in August. Some people will buy the book in August and go in September, October, November, December, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Fantasyland is when Toontown is open, but then the latest we heard is I've heard that Toontown might close in the fall. I've heard it might close in January, and then lately I heard this week no one knows when it's going to close.
Oh, that's right? Great! Yeah,
it's like they're building the Panama Canal back there,
and they aren't telling anyone anything. Yes,
I know. And Teddy Roosevelt's been dead 100 years, and apparently he's the man that they need to manage this project. So I understand it's complicated and everything, and Lord knows construction schedules slip all the time. But we're 6 months into the project, and they don't know within 6 months where they're going to be.
Exactly.
It's like a 50% error rate already. As a shareholder, not feeling very confident about this one.
No kidding.
Well, remember Test Track.
Oh, yeah, right. So the touring plans were interesting. What we ended up doing was we're assuming that Toontown's going to close January of 2011. So the touring plans for the Magic Kingdom reflect that. And the interesting thing about that was, where in the touring plans do you put character greetings if, as we've heard from Disney, most of the character greetings are going to be at the far end of Main Street by the train station or scattered around the parks? When do you do it in the day?
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
When is it? When?
I don't know. I don't know when I would do them. I'd just skip them.
I don't. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't do it either. Yeah. I don't. As we've talked about, you know, on the podcast, I'm already scared enough to meet the characters.
Yes.
So I get intimidated about talking to them.
She has no kids. I mean, it's
I have
just
no kids.
Kind of random,
so
random
it's,
lady
it's
wanting
kind
to meet
of
the characters.
Those things, yeah.
Dude, you want to talk intimidation? Go stand in line 4 times to get Ariel's autograph to time the line.
You know, though,
restraining order.
But Len, I think Henry would be even, because Henry's so tall. I mean, I just, in the one day, I think he was with Fred. Wasn't he doing the ultimate touring plan with Fred the one time?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I would love to see the faces on these cast members, seriously.
That's true, yes.
So the third time I went through the line with Ariel, I felt like I owed her an explanation because it was December, and I was the only guy. So I, and the first 2 times through, I didn't actually get her autograph. I just waited in the line long enough to see what the line was, and then I just walked out.
Nice.
Same Ariel.
Awesome.
Same handler, right? So by now, she knows something's up, right? So the third time in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get an autograph just for kicks. So I get an autograph, and I say, you know, I'm doing this for a guidebook. You know, we're timing the lines. We do touring plans. And her response was, uh-huh.
She stayed in character. Wonderful.
That's awesome.
That is perfect. That's what Ariel would say.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, that is too fun.
You know what? Man. The sad thing is Ariel probably gets that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Creepy. She has a costume that's kind of, you know,
yes.
People want to see her in. I'm just going to say that.
So what I've heard is she's at the top of the list of you know, there's a, like a hierarchy of characters, the unofficial sort of pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
Of characters, I heard she's the highest in the pecking order, like even higher than Cinderella.
Really,
that to be Ariel is to be considered essentially the most beautiful woman in the Magic Kingdom.
Wow,
I would agree.
Mike was in his happy place there for a second.
Yes, I was.
I was thinking about Ariel, Jasmine, you know, all the yeah.
Well, Jasmine, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And they're like the fur characters, right? So the fur characters are below the face characters, and you know, stuff like that. But I guess there's even a hierarchy within the within the fur characters,
sure.
You know, popularity and stuff like that. But I think the line for me that works though with most of the characters is "I love your films," like for Donald Duck. That's always good.
That is good.
I love your work.
That is good. Yeah, I should go with that next. But yeah, it freaks me out because it's me and my husband, and we're in our 20s, and we have no kids yet, and it's like, okay, well, thanks a lot for the picture. We're going to be going now.
It's for my daughter who was back in the hotel room.
Right, today. Exactly. Right.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the ticket. So, yeah, it's a little awkward.
It is a little. And I was just cracking up real quick. Like, someone in our chat room just said, Scott Parker in our chat room just said, say it, Ariel's hot. That's just so wrong. So I'm not saying it, I'm just reading.
That is wrong.
It just feels all wrong.
It does.
That's why I'm really glad we got other people to do that. I mean, that's where I love the unofficial guide research teams. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Darcy, you need to go get Ariel's autograph like 6 times. Go ahead.
Very nice. So what advice would you give somebody if they wanted to try the ultimate touring plan? Because I know that that's becoming more and more popular.
Brian
because,
and I wanted to try it the last trip.
And the thing is, too, it's becoming really popular because we see folks like Kenny the Pirate on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he's been doing
Twitter,
it. And, you know, we've watched Henry do it. And I think that when you're watching, it's a great way to spend your day at work. I'll tell you that, watching them on Twitter, you know, progress through the stuff.
Trying
but, you
or
know,
failing, whichever
what might, what might you give somebody some suggestions if they want to do that?
So for people who haven't seen it before, the Ultimate Touring Plan is a touring plan which encompasses every single thing there is to do in the Magic Kingdom in one day. It's every ride, every show, every parade, the fireworks, all the crazy activities like, well, it used to be like on the Exposition Hall on Main Street, getting photos taken at different places in the hall. It's Tom Sawyer Island. It's playing in the arcades. It's getting character autographs. It's every single thing in one day, which can be up to 60 or 70 different activities.
In the
shortest amount of time. So, by the way, it's touringplans.com/ultimate if anyone wants to look aboard. There's a set of rules that we have around it. But the thing that worked out really well for people are not the obvious things. Like most people try and pick a slow day of the year, you know, like let's go in February or something. That really has very little to do with how long you're going to wait in line because the plan is so efficient. The thing that works out really well is, number one, you have to be in a decent shape. The people who tend to do well with the ultimate plan are people who can run a few miles, who play a sport regularly or generally active.
I'm
it's
out.
Not something. The first two people actually do it were marathon runners.
Wow.
Now Henry actually has Henry and Fred have the record now.
Well, that's just cheating.
Well, the thing is, too, well, Fred's our statistician, right?
Right.
So, kind of, maybe, sort of. There are a couple of people, though, that have, and they've done it a few times, right? So they've got experience. But there are people that have done, 59 attractions in 13 hours, 52 attractions in 11 hours. I mean, that's just moving, too. That's really going through a lot of stuff very quickly.
Yeah.
But it shows totally shows why having a touring plan is important. I mean,
yes.
you can maximize your time and, you know, you can see what might take you 2 days just kind of hopping around the park and you can get it all done in a day.
Right.
The cool thing about it, and I've done it before, the plan, I've done 40 some attractions. It literally is every single thing in the park. You play Frontierland Shoot and Arcade. You run around Tom Sawyer Island. You do every ride, every show. All the minor shows, too. So, like, Storytime with Belle, you do all that. It literally is every single thing in one day. And it's a hoot. There's no downtime.
Right.
So the amount of time, and that's why it's so much fun. It's just constant adrenaline. The average time that, when Henry and Fred did it, the average time that they spent waiting in line was less than 2 minutes per attraction.
Wow.
I still can't believe that. I mean, that's unbelievable.
I know.
To put it in perspective, families who go to Walt Disney World, if they see 12 to 15 attractions in one day, that's generally speaking above average. It's success. The unofficial guide touring plan, the regular one-day touring plan is like 23, 24 attractions. This is anywhere from 2 to 4 times that in essentially one long day.
Wow.
That is cool.
That's insane.
Cool. Yeah. But that, I mean, it just shows that there's a science to it.
There
you know,
is.
We don't think that there's a science to vacation, but there truly is.
Oh, yeah, it's just a big system, yeah. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great thing. So Henry's done a lot of work on the unofficial guide, so the Ultimate Terrain Plan rules and stuff. So if you go to terrainplans.com/ultimate, there's a set of rules. We ask people who are actually making an official record attempt to take photos of themselves on every ride, and then they have to send me the photos. So I actually have a decent photo collection of past winners. Cool. The past people who've set records, so I've got, you know, like family photos. It's so funny because every photo album, I mean, it's different people, right? Different races, different genders, and everything. I can tell you right now what every photo album looks like. Everyone's super peppy right in front of the train station at 8 a.m. And you see the last couple of photos, like on Astro Orbiter at 9 o'clock, and their eyes are bloodshot. And you're like, why didn't the camera correct for red eye? Because their whole eye is red. That's why.
That's hilarious. And actually, Henry in our chat room has put up a link to the blog at touringplans.com showing that they lost the record. Now somebody has taken it from them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Graham and Megan have it. Yes, it's 59 attractions in 13 hours, 39 minutes. And that was just done a couple weeks ago on the 12th, June 12th.
Wow.
That is awesome.
That is.
So summer, yeah.
Very cool. Well, Len, do you have a couple minutes to take a couple calls from our listeners? And then, because I know you're really busy. Okay, cool. All right, well, so we'll open the phone lines here at 314-921-9556. Call and talk to Len Testa from the Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World and touringplans.com. Any questions you have, we'll take those now. And let me clear that phone line out. Yeah, I've wanted to do that, but Len, that's something you got to do outside of like your family vacation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just can't do that when your family's
there.
Yeah,
you really have to make a special trip to do it. And and the park does have to be open 13-14 hours. Extra magic hour mornings do help. So like a Thursday, you know, Thursday like in August, late August when the park is still open relatively long, or like you know, early March.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I go up, you know, out of the studio and go back upstairs after the show, I'll tell my wife I got a great idea for our trip next week. You know, I got heard about this thing called the Ultimate Touring.
Yeah, I'm sure she's thrilled. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, oh, seriously, man. You'll be dead.
Brian and I wanted to do it, but unfortunately at the time, it was before, like, the Ultimate Touring Plans were really getting popular online, and so it was in I guess September of last year, and we couldn't find it online, and we're like, where is it? I kept searching everywhere and never found it. So,
oh, sorry, it was under the Magic Kingdom.
That was why. So we didn't get to do it. We didn't get to attempt it. So
it is so much fun though. And again, if you're a fan of Magic Kingdom or the Disney theme parks, you really do get to see everything. Henry's also working on Ultimate Touring Plans for the other parks too.
Awesome! Oh my god, would it work at a place like the studios or something? Well,
He's already done the Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, I watched that as Katie. It was with them, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I think the studios is doable depending on the show schedule.
Yeah,
sometimes during off season, Disney will not order the shows so that you could conceivably see everything. I don't think they think that people are trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last time I checked, though, it was possible with some ordering. The one thing, the challenge though, is Epcot, right?
Yes,
yeah,
because it's so big.
And there's
there's so much entertainment, I think.
Yeah, right. That's what I was going to say.
And you figure just walking around World Showcase is, when you consider going in and out of the pavilions and then around the lagoon, you're looking at, you know, the better part of 1¾, 2 miles.
Yeah.
Just there, just walking.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and I could see doing an Ultimate Touring Plan in Epcot too. Like you're watching, you know, British Invasion. You're just tapping your foot, like, okay, and time. Okay, now go to the next thing.
Maybe you have to
take a shorter Beatles song.
Exactly.
What was wrong with She Loves You? What are we doing Sgt. Pepper for here?
Right.
I think that maybe, I don't know.
A Day in the Life. No!
Oh, man. Yeah.
I
want
to hold your hand.
Exactly.
Crap.
Oh, that is so funny.
That was great.
Oh, wait. No wonder the phone's not ringing. I'm hitting the wrong
button. Mike doesn't know how to work phones.
But, you know, give me a break. It's been 8 hours.
I know.
So now the phone lines are open. I'm sorry. I had the wrong button. Push 314-921-9556. Everybody's been trying to call, and I didn't have the line open. You know, Mike Newell makes this all seem so easy.
He does.
He's like the wizard behind the curtain.
He is.
He's the man.
The funny thing is, like, if you said it, yeah. So, like, you know, we show up for the show. You know, I probably come in 5 minutes late, and I probably leave early on the show.
Nice.
Or you hear me strong. Newell's there for 3 hours afterwards. I'm like, what?
Hello, this is Ricky. Sorry,
Ricky.
There we go.
How are you doing?
Great. How are you guys? Sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Couldn't be having more fun. This is great, and we're honored to have Len Testa on with us too. So say hi to Len.
Hi, Len. Enjoy your show as well, and get a lot of information from you guys. This is Papa Disney 9,
awesome.
And I've talked to you or left messages a few times for you guys. But, I'm new to your show and enjoy the heck out of it. And I travel a lot and get a lot of information, and we're getting ready to go down to POP in September. With the oil thing that's going on in the Gulf, are they thinking maybe the attendance at any of the amusement parks may go up due to the fact that the beaches are going to be having issues?
You know, I've thought the same thing. What do you think, Glenn?
I thought the same thing today, too. Awesome.
I just got a call from a reporter the other day wanting our input on this. Very interesting that you're bringing this up.
So you want to go somewhere sunny. You want to head south. The beaches in the Gulf are off limits.
Right.
I guess you can't take the kids to South Padre Island, right? That's too spring breaky.
Right. Yeah.
Honey,
who knows
what would happen. Put down the corona. Put down the
corona. Come on. No, you can't take off your clothes like the other people.
Yes. I think that was one of my Twitter feeds. I was taking Hannah to my daughter to Florida. We were driving early this year, and we were stopped. Everyone stops at the Florida rest stop, right? So we're walking back from the Florida rest stop, and this girl walked by us, and she was young, and she said to her mom, "Thank God we're in Florida so I can take off my pants." And she had sweatpants on. And I'm like, if you ever utter those words to me, you'll be grounded. So you're 35, 40 years old. I don't know what people are thinking. Anyway.
No, but that's a great question, though.
Yeah.
Here's the interesting thing. I hear there's an I would suspect that that's the case, right? That people who would normally plan a vacation to the Gulf beaches would look for an alternate destination. Disney World will benefit from some of that. If you're in Florida, though, right, and you're in the middle of the state, you could just as easily go to the other side, mm-hmm. to the Atlantic side.
True.
It's a little bit more crowded, right? It's a different kind of beach. It's, I think, younger.
Right.
And possibly more touristy. But it's still a beach. I don't think that's going to prevent Florida people. The interesting thing is this. I hear another discount's coming out next week.
Oh.
Which would tell me, so if traffic is going to Walt Disney World, I find that hard to reconcile with the fact that I hear this discount's coming out.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. But I don't know, because I know my niece is going down, and they're staying half their vacation at Destin, and then they're going to Walt Disney World for like 4 or 5 nights they've never been. And she's so nervous about, you know, going to Destin. I just keep telling her, let's go to Disney, and you'll be fine. I mean, go to a water park.
Right. Well,
that's what we usually do, is we do 7 at Disney World, and then we'd spend 7 over in Naples off of Marco Island. So,
I think that way
we could relax after walking our butts off at Disney. So, anyway.
I'm going to
hang up and listen to y'all talk. Thanks a lot for your shows.
All right, Dave, thank you so much for calling
me.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Papa Disneyman.
All right. Bye-bye.
I don't think the oil slick is quite there yet, is it?
No, I don't think it is either.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, that's just a shame, though, because those beaches down there are beautiful. I hate to see it, because I'm a big fan of Pensacola Beach. I think it's just gorgeous.
I'm going to Key West in December, and we'll see how that goes.
it's sad. You know,
it is sad.
We don't want that for anybody.
No.
Because there's so many, it's affecting so many lives.
Yes.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight and helping us raise some money for Give Kids the World. And thank you. We know that you made a donation. We appreciate that. And
thanks
again for supporting our podcast, because we know that we love being associated with touringplans.com. It means the world to us. So thanks for giving us that opportunity.
That's right.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And good luck with the rest of your show.
Thank you, Lon. Have a great night. Thank you so much.
Thanks for stopping by.
Good night.
Good night.
And this is so fun. Like,
oh,
I mean, people can't be nicer. I mean,
I know.
We just had Len and Matt. I mean, boom, boom, boom.
Right.
So now, and now we're getting ready to get Stacy on.
And now it's time for Stacy. I know.
So, this is just, I mean, it couldn't be nicer. Len just cracks me up.
I know.
Like, seriously. He's so funny. He gets it.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.